USA News. I'm Lance Prime. President Biden will be talking at the Washington Hilton today at roughly 12:30 p.m. Eastern. The White House says the discussion will include Biden's Investing in America agenda and how it's bringing back manufacturing, rebuilding the middle class, and creating good-paying union jobs. Later, the President, the First Lady, and President Yoon and Mrs. Kim of the Republic of Korea will visit the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. As lawmakers in the Montana legislature stopped Representative Zoe Zephyr from participating in a debate regarding underage children and sex changes, her supporters last night interrupted proceedings for about a half hour in the House by chanting, "Let her speak." Lawmakers voted to continue subjecting Zephyr to a gag order, denying her a chance to speak after this.
If you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
Roughly a dozen people in the gallery were arrested and released. The bill banning gender-affirming care for minors is awaiting the governor's signature. A group of Nevada and California lawmakers want to fast-track federal help for a high-speed train between Las Vegas and Los Angeles.
The bipartisan group includes all six of Nevada's elected federal lawmakers and four congressmen from California. They sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg saying they're on board with a proposal from Brightline West to spend more than $10 billion to lay tracks along the Interstate 15 corridor. Brightline West is seeking $3.75 billion in federal funding. The high-speed electric trains could cut travel time between the two cities in half. Currently, traffic can get backed up for 15 miles on the 15 when people are heading home from a weekend in Sin City. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
A nationwide poll may not be good news for President Biden or former President Trump.
The NBC News poll shows a majority of Americans don't want either one to run for the White House in 2024. 70% of those surveyed believe Biden should not run for a second term, with many citing his age as a key factor. As for Trump, 60% of those polled think the former president should not run again in 2024. The poll was taken just days before Biden's expected announcement for re-election, which should happen sometime today. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting it's official. President Biden formally launched his re-election campaign with a video announcement this morning. The 2024 campaign will be different from 2020, an era of extreme political polarization, both parties fighting over a limited number of battleground states, and the electorate that is not firmly in one camp or the other. Comedian Richard Lewis has opened up about his diagnosis with Parkinson's disease in a Twitter video he shared.
2 years ago, I started walking a little stiffly. I was shuffling my feet, and I went to a neurologist, and they gave me a brain scan. Then I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and that was about 2 years ago. But luckily, I got it late in life, and they say you progress very slowly, if at all, and I'm on the right meds, so I'm cool.
Quarterback Aaron Rodgers is now the quarterback for the National Football League's New York Jets. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.